站立的时候，我们先打开圣经，我们要读诗篇127。
Today I would like the powerful Mandarin speakers to read all of Psalm 127, five verses.
我们今天要请讲中文的大声的读这个整个127章的五节圣经。好，我们一起读。若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。你们清晨早起来，夜晚安息，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐，少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑，剑带充满的人变为有福。他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。
Okay, good. Would the English speakers read with me, please?
英文的
，not English speakers, English readers who wants to read.
不是讲英文的，就是或者愿意读英文的，就可以一起读。
Good, first one.Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain. It is fit for you to rise up early, to retire late, to eat the bread of painful labors, for he gives to his beloved even in his sleep. Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward.Like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate. Good. 请坐。
那请坐。
Brothers and sisters, verse 2 says, It is vain for you to rise up early, but we rose up an hour earlier today, and that's the first alarm clock I setLast night, because as a speaker, I do not want to come here late.
我们刚才读的第二节里面讲清早早起，其实本是枉然，其实不是枉然。今天就是第一次，我们要把这个时间啊，今天不是第一次，今天就是这今年的要把时间往前调一个小时，所以我今天昨天晚上早早的把时钟往前调了一个小时，准备今天早点的过来。
Brothers and sisters, as a godly reminder, I want to remind you of James 4:17. And this is a key verse beyond the passage. James 4:17 says, Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. James 4:17.
好，这有一个很重要的经节，刚才弟兄念了一下，我这里再读一下。1:17.
James
4:17.
I'm sorry. James 1:17.
Yeah. 他说的是雅各书。
You're listening.
I'm
sorry.
Yeah, 我读一下。雅各书一章十七节是这样讲的：各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的恩赐都是从上头来的。从众光之父那里降下来，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
Brothers and sisters, this, if you look at the title, it's called Babies and Beyond.
今天大家看我的标题就是说，婴儿或者是婴儿以外的这个其他东西。
And the last part, 3-5, talks about babies who eventually become children.
后面的就是说这些婴儿最后变成了儿童。
Now I know that you like practical things.
我知道大家比较喜欢实践的东西。
And Psalm 127 has been called one of the most practical passages in the Bible.
诗篇127篇在圣经上是称为这个是最实用的一段经文。
It's practical because it deals with two areas of our life. That demand most of our life, and much of our time and causes us much trouble.
这两节呢是对付我们生活中最花我们时间的两个方面。
These two areas are those of work, verses 1 to 2, and then family, verses 3 through 5.
Yeah. 就是第二节就是讲的这个工作的事情，三到五节讲的是我们家庭的事情。
How many of you have experienced the balancing act of trying to balance family and work? How many of you have done that in your life?
你们多多少少是总是有多少位就讲过，就是在这个生活中有关工作和生活怎样的保持平衡，有一些难处的。
How many of you found that took a lot of attention and a lot of energy?
你会发现这是有很多的，又会花你很多的精力。
So last time I was here, we studied verses 1 and 2, and we talked about work and the imbalance between work and rest, trying to find the balance between the biblical balance between work and rest.
上一次我在这里讲的就是讲第一、第二节，就是怎样在圣经中找到这个工作和安息的平衡。
So very briefly, I want to give some highlights from verses 1 and 2.
很简短的，我要讲一下这个第二节里面所重点的东西。
Unless the Lord builds the house, unless he builds it and protects it, we're going to come up short.
除非神在那里建造房屋，看守房屋，我们就会缺乏。
And I suggested last time that we might carefully exchange the word house for any project or anything that we are building, be it retirement or be it our home remodeling or our career. We could use some of the principles about what we build.
上一次我们讲到，就是在这里耶和华建造房屋的这个房屋可以变成替换成其他的东西，包括我们怎样的改造我们的房屋啊，改其他的方面都可以用其他相类似的同样的原理来替换。
So the key here to be successful is to invite God to build and protect with you. Whatever you do, invite him in. Don't do it alone.
就是这个关键就是在你所做的任何事情上面，就是请邀请神到你的这个事情上，邀请神到你的生活中，不要自己一个人做，不依靠神。
And that great writer, Christian writer George MacDonald said this: In whatever man does without God, he must fail miserably or succeed miserably.
有一个很有名的这个基督教的作者是这样说，他叫 George MacDonald， 他说如果你做任何事情不靠神的话，你这个人一定是完全的就是完全的失败，或者是完全的或者是成功的话也是很失败的，就是完全的成功其实。
So if your goal is to succeed and you do, but you succeed without God, the word says you will, whether you recognize it or not, ultimately be miserable.
是啊，就是这个话语，就是说，如果你做事只靠自己，不靠神，完全没有请神到你的事情中，你最终的结果，不论是成功或者失败，都是很可悲的。
If we don't invite God in to whatever we are building, we may be miserable when we realize that only what God does through us will last.
如果不把神请到我们所做的施工中，我们会很可悲，最后我们会意识到我们会很悲。就是只有神神的意愿最后才会成就。
So the loving warning from the Father is, self-reliance is limited, include me, invite me, depend on me by faith, don't drift away from me. If you are wise, you will do this.
我们父给我们的警告就是不要把生活和神离开，要把神请进来，信靠神，信靠不然的话，就是不能把神从我们生活中挪开。
And in our review, you'll remember perhaps if you were here that King Solomon was a master builder of God's temple.
我们上一次讲到这个所罗门王是一个神神的殿的建造者，伟大的建造者。
How many of you remember how many years he spent building the temple?
你们记得有多少年他花了去造他那个圣殿呢？
7 years, right?
七年。
And how many years did he spend on his own palace, his own home?
他造自己的宫殿花了多少年？
13.
13年。
Is that balanced?
是不是平衡了呢？
And that's the question.
大家要问一下。
Are we balanced in what we build?
是不是？
And are we balanced with what we build for God? Is there a balance there?
我们做的事情中间是不是也有这样一个平衡？多少时间我们花在自己身上，多少时间花在神身上？
We also notice that King Solomon was given the gift of God's wisdom, and he was the wisest man on all of the earth.
这个我们知道，所罗门王是世上最智慧、有智慧的人，神给了他完全的智慧。
But the 1,000 women that he had as wives, queens, and concubines, some of them turned his heart away from God.
Yeah, 就是，但是他有一千个嫔妃，有一些其中的就把这个所罗门王的心从神那里挪走了。
The lesson to learn, a lesson to learn is that just because we have God's wisdom does not always mean that we can apply it into daily life.
所以这个所学的第一个教训就是，如果我们只是有智慧的话，是不能把这个我们日常的生活中把神给我们的智慧应用到日常生活中的。
Taking God's wisdom that we learn and applying it is very difficult sometimes because there's sin, there's distractions, there's straying, there's drifting away from God at our heart, in the heart of, at the heart of our, the center of our hearts. Sometimes we are drifters.
是啊，所以如果你有其他的事情的话，因为我们生命中有罪恶，也有其他的打扰，所以我们就把从神那里来的心从神我们的心从神那里就是移走了。
And so, the word of God, for example, in Proverbs 4:23 says this to us, above all else, number one priority, guard your heart, because from your heart, from my heart will come the issues that really are life. The real stuff is going to come out.
Yeah, 所以我们就要多学的教训就是在箴言四章二十三节是这样讲的，你要保守你心胜过保守一切获益，你要切切保守你心，因为一生的果效由心发出。
And King Solomon did not guard his heart well, and he finished his life poorly, and God took away his kingdom. He took away his right to rule after he died.
但所罗门王没有切切地保守他的心，所以他最后的事就是很可悲的失败了。神把他的王国从他的手上拿走。
And we talked last time about security in our security systems. If we have security systems at home, we talked a little bit about that. And we realized that we can never protect our possessions from uncontrollable elements like trees falling on our house, floods, fires, theft. We can't always protect, even though we have good security systems, we cannot always protect our stuff. Therefore, unless we trust the Lord to protect it, we're still vulnerable.
所以我们上一次也讲到了这个家里的这个火，就是报警系统的事。即使你家里有一个很好的报警系统，这个报警系统也不能保护你那些意外的事情发生，比如说这个水灾啊、火灾啊，或者有树倒在你家里。所以我们只有把心放在神身上，只有神能够保守那些你没有预计过的危险。
Okay, now folks, would you read?Number two, please. Would you read, first read it in Chinese, please? And in English? Best rest.
这是最好的安息。
Not best buy.
不是最好的买东西。
Best rest comes from God.
最好的安息从神来。
So, because he has the best rest,When he decides to give it to us, we have two choices.
因为神有最好的安息， 当他把这个安息给我们的时候，我们有两个选择。
Receive his rest as a gift，
把他的安息当作礼物接收下来。
Or stay up or be restless and anxious in our supposed sleep and wake up unrefreshed and maybe even more tired than when we went to bed.
Yeah. 所以或者就是拒绝他给的安息，让我们在那里一直紧张，当我们爬起来的时候，有可能比我们睡下去的时候更疲惫。
So we talked about when he gives us rest, he wants us to receive it and to take our hands off his work. While we sleep, he will work.
Yeah. 所以神在那里说，当神给我们安息的时候，他要我们的双手从他神的工作中挪开，他给我们完全的安息，神做工。
And so when we really rest in him, Jesus, I am resting, we are not anxious because we know God is at work to provide and to guide and to protect.
当我们在真正在神里安息的时候，耶稣说神就给我们完全的安息，然后他在那里会做这个保守的工作，保护的工作。
And so those brief lessons are some of the things we talked about in the first two verses.
这上面就是总结了一下在这个第二节的话所说的事情，上一次所说的。
So now, brothers, we're going to move over to number three. With the Mandarin, with the Chinese speakers, please read number three.
我们读一下中文，读一下第三节。儿女是耶和华所怀的胎。
Okay, and English speakers?
英文。
Okay, now, you hear the gift theme again. Rest, balance, gifts from God.He can do this if we receive it. And so the first word that he has in verse 3 is behold.
Yeah. 所以这个我们刚又看到了一个平衡。如果你工作然后有安息，然后又就是你就会得到神的产业。第三节的第一最关键的词就是看。
Yeah. Okay. Brothers and sisters, behold. Really see. Study what you're looking at. Don't rush.Really take a good look.
这个里面看的意思就是说，就是仔细的看，就是严肃的看，这个要把这个事情看清楚，这个真的是有一个很好的事情。
When someone or something is very special or remarkable, we need to pay close attention.
当有一个事情是很重要，很要紧的事情的时候，我们真的是要仔细的看，把注意力集中上面。
For example, the solar eclipse.
比如说是这个日全食。
Very special, yeah, and very so much of the U.S. many of the what should they stopped, and they beheld. They got their glasses out, and all the others they took their long trips and they had a good time, and they waited for this whatever 2 minute, 3 minute, and they beheld the solar eclipse.
就是当时那个去年这个有日全食的时候，大家知道这是美国很大一个事情，很多人就不工作了，也有人开了很远的车就在那里去看这个日食，他们在那里仔细看就是为了看那个两分钟的这个日食。
And some of them after they beheld this and had that experience and some of them talked about how wonderful experience, they were the same people.
Yeah, 他那些人在讲这个经历是多么美啊什么，他们都是同样的一些人。
It didn't change them, it just emptied their wallet a little bit.
这个他们这些人即使去看了日食，他们也没什么改变，只是他们的钱包少了一点。
That's fine. If they want to do that, great. But they paid attention. They beheld the solar eclipse.
对啊，他们这样做的话是他们自己的选择，但不管怎样，他们是在那个看日食的时候是完全的注意。
How many of you had a chance to watch any form of Billy Graham's memorial service when it was done? Had any of you seen that?
大家有没有看过这个葛培里的这个张追思礼拜这个有一段也行看过的。
Here is his body in a $200 pine coffin made by inmates in a prison.
他躺在一个只是价值200块的这个松树的这个棺材里面，这个棺材是，监狱里的这个囚犯犯人做的，囚犯做的。
And the inmates who made that with their hands for his coffin, they signed their names on his coffin.
那个监狱里的这个囚犯做这个棺材的囚犯，就把他的名字就签在这个棺材上。
If you were coming to see a fancy coffin, you did not see it.
你如果来看一个很美的很好的棺材的话，你没有看见这个棺材，很好的棺材。
And the coffin wasn't the point.
但是棺材不是个问题。
But it gave a picture of a life, a man of God.Who was simple but had the most powerful message in all of the world.
但是他给了一幅图画，就是这个在完全属神的人，他的一生就是完全为神所用。
His life was so Christ-like that many people took a hold. They looked at this life and were trying to figure out where did he get this power from.
Yeah, 这是一个在神面前就是很简单的一个人，但是他在为神大大的所用，他的信息是那样的强有力，全世界都受了他的影响。
All his life, he was giving the straight, simple, powerful gospel. All of his life, never varied.
在他的整个一生中，他一直在就是把神的一个简单的信息、完全的信息给出所有的人。
And so we look, we take time to observe this life of God's servant.Who did not stray from his God and brought the message that will change every life, the gospel message, if given a welcome.
Yeah, 我们就是在那个时候，我们真是花时间，像这样一个完全所用的神完全所用的仆人，他的简单的一生，但是他一生就是传播神一个信息。
How many of you have ever done an eye chart? You have to tell the letters. How many of you have done that?
我们中间有谁看过这个眼睛查视力的那个眼睛图啊、就是那个看视力表、啊、
What's the purpose of an eye chart?
视力表是干什么用的呢
To get people with bad eyesight off the road.
啊就是视力表是让人有更好的眼睛然后看得清路吗
It's to determine how accurate we can see and at what distance can we see clearly.
那个视力表是让帮助一个人能够决定一个人他能看多清楚能够看多远
So when we take the eye test whether it be in a doctor's office or driver's license they are watching us behold they're watching us watch the chart and then they're expecting how clearly do you see
所以我们在不管是这个车管局啊或者是在医生那里啊我们看这个视力表的话他们就在这里仔细的看我们的眼睛然后决定我们能看多清楚
Brothers and sisters, look at your verse 3. What are we to behold in this passage?
我们看第三节，我们在这里。
What are we to look at?
看到的是什么东西呢？最仔细的看是什么呢
？Not a trick question.
不是很难的问题哟。
What are we to behold?
我们要仔细看的是什么呢
？Children as a gift from God, take a good look when He gives the gift of a child.
是啊，我们要仔细的看这个儿女就是神所赐的产业，是仔细的看这个情节。
The Christian writer Eugene Peterson, you know, because he translated like the Message and has written a number of books, right?
我们大家也知道另外一个基督徒的作者，他叫 Eugene Peterson， 他翻译了很多的。
Godly man and a word craftsman.
Yeah, 是一个很属神的人，他是一个。在文字上很厉害的一个。
Listen to what he says.
他说的什么呢
？Quote: At our birth, we are named, not numbered.
大家听一下他说了什么？在我们出生的时候，我们是起了个名字的，不是只是给我们一个数字。
They don't say, "Oh, here's a child number 6,432."
这个是6,432号孩子。
He said, "No. When you give the child a name." You're recognizing the child as a person.
当你给这个孩子一个名字的时候，你就承认，你就是说这个孩子是一个人。
He says, naming the child, you're not naming a species of an animal.
你是在这里给一个孩子起名字，不是给一个动物起名字。
When you give the child a name, it's not a compound of chemistry.
这个如果你给孩子的名字的话，这个不是这个化学成分的一个。
And when you give the child a name, you're not naming it for its economic potential. and giving that child a cash value.
Yeah, 你在那里给孩子起名的时候, 并没有考虑这个孩子将来的经济上的有什么潜力, 或者是说, 这个孩子值多少钱。
We are named. A name recognizes that I am this person and not that person.
我们的名字就让我们和其他的人是不一样的, 就是你和别人区别开来。
And then he puts on his pastor's hat. He was a successful pastor for many years.
然后呢，这个彼得，彼得森就是把这个他的牧师的头就戴上了。他是有很成功的很多年牧会。
And he says, when I take an infant into my arms at the baptismal font, and I ask the parents, what is the Christian name of this child?
当我把这个孩童，这个婴儿抱在我们的手中，然后在这个受洗台前问这个家长，这个孩子的基督教的名字是什么？
He said, I am not only asking who is this child I'm holding.
我没有在这里问这个我抱的孩子是谁。
I'm also asking, what do you want this child to become?
我在那里。 就是要问你想要这个孩子成为什么样子？
What are your visions for this baby's life?
你看这个孩子，你对他将来的前景是怎样看的？
I can still remember some Christians saying to me, they were university students, telling me that they felt immense pressure to be accepted into famous universities.
这个我记得有一些基督徒是这样告诉我们，当他们还是在大学做学生的时候，他们所感受到的这个有一个很巨大的压力，就是被怎样才能进入名校。
And I was not their parent, so they said to me, and that famous university will ensure a bright future for me and for my parents.
Yeah. 我不是他们的家长，但是他们告诉我，那个很好的大学，有名的大学，能够保证我有一个将来很美好的将来，和我对我们的父母来说很重要。And
these university students who talked to me showed me with their faces and their words that they didn't feel free to choose what they would study and discover who God had really made them. They didn't have that freedom.
那些大学的学生用他们的脸和他们的话语告诉我，他们并没有有一个自由意志可以选择他们要将来要学什么东西。然后呢，他们也没有发现神要他们真正要他们做什么。And
so they said they didn't feel free to explore what God had for them because financial security was really important.
Yeah, 他们就是说他们。 完全不能自由，能够答应神的呼召，然后让他们做一个基督徒的，作为他们基督的这个传福音，作为他们的一生。所以，因为他们知道他们的这个经济上的安全是对他们很要紧。I can
see their faces now, some of them, and I receive that as their instruction to me.
Yeah, 所以我看了他们的脸。 我知道啊，这个是他们所收到的他们的命令。
How did I reply?
我怎么回答呢？
I just listened.
我就是听。
Because I wasn't their parent, and I appreciated them sharing with me some insights from their hearts.
因为我不是他们的家长，我也很能够接受，他们给我分享的他们自己内心的挣扎。
Years later,
过了几年以后，
Eugene Peterson wrote this.
然后这个尤金刚才说的尤金彼得森又写了这个。Quote,
no child is just a child.
没有一个孩子就是仅仅是个孩子而已。Each
child is a creature in whom God intends to do something glorious and great.
每一个孩子都是神创造的，神创造他们的目的就是让他们做一些伟大的事情和光荣的事情。No
one is only a product of the genes contributed by parents.
没有人只是他们就是因为他们父母的基因就造出这么个孩子来了。Who
we are and will be is compounded with who God is and what he does.
我们是谁，我们将来要做什么，是神给我们，是神才能做决定，那是神给我们的，让我们所做的。
God's love and providence and salvation are comprised in the reality of our existence, along with our metabolism and blood type and fingerprints.
神在那里的他的爱和他的供给和他的救赎 是在这个是在我们存在中我们的血液中和我们的指纹中都是完全存在的。
So the writer is saying, pay attention to this child. This is God waiting to do something glorious and great in this child's life.
是啊，所以这个作者是在这里要表达，你要仔细看这个孩子啊，这个孩子不是只是父母的，他是神要在他的一生中做一些伟大的和荣耀的事情。
The Christian pastor and author W.E. Sangster said this, my father wanted me to become an accountant.
有一个基督教的基督徒的牧师和他的作有 和作者，他叫 W.E. Sangster， 他说我的父亲想让我做一个做一个会计。
But my Sunday school teacher, Robert Flanley, urged me to consider the Christian ministry.
但是我的主日学老师 Robert Flanley， 他恳求我考虑一下做这个传福音的。
I did consider, and God called me, and I surrendered to God's plans for my life.
我真的是考虑了一下，然后就神就呼召了我，然后我就把我的一生献给神。
And as a dedicated Christian minister, he preached with simplicity, clarity, and intensity.
他是一个完全是一个传福音的人，他的一生中传福音传的是那样的清楚、简单和强有力。
He wrote at least 15 Christian books, many articles, and many pamphlets.
他在那里写了十五本基督教的书和很多的文章和很多的小册子。
And at one meeting with 2,000 pastors present, they asked him to pray.
当他在那里，和两千个基督教的这个传福音的人在那里聚会的时候，别人请他祷告。
And he prayed this, Lord, we don't mind who is second, as long as you are first.
说他在那里祷告是说，主啊，我们不介意谁是第二位的，只要你是第一位的。
The world lost an accountant.
这个世界上失去了什么呢？失去了一个会计。
His dad lost his career preference for his son's life.
他的这个会计的爸爸呢，也失去了他对儿子的这个希望。
But God won.
但是神赢了。
And God did something glorious and great in this obedient man's life.
神做了这样伟大的事情啊，就在这个完全顺服的人，人的一生中做了这样伟大的事情。
We have two sons who are raising young children under 12.
我有两个儿子，他们正在养育他们的孩子，他们的孩子在十二岁以下。
This is no theory to us or to them.
这个不是一个理论啊，这对我们来说，这个养孩子不是一个理论。对他们来说也不是理论。
And the parents know that four of them are born again Christians. They know that they are commanded to build godly homes and to nurture and train and raise godly children. Malachi 2:15, that's the target. Raise godly children.
他们我的这两个儿子媳妇他们四个人都是重生得救的基督徒，他们得到神的指令就是要建一个神的家，然后在这个神的家里面抚养训练和然后培养神属神的儿童的孩子。
Okay. So we are really looking at children or the child God gives us, and we're looking first of all at this child is a gift to us.
当我们真的看我们的孩子的时候，我们这样是看这个孩子是神给我们的一个礼物。
A gift has been defined as a notable capacity or endowment.
礼物就是这样定义的，它就是一个很好的很能接受的一个东西。
Something voluntarily transferred by one person to another without compensation.
就是一个很好的东西从一个人手中传到另一个手中，而且不需要回报的。
And the act of giving a child reveals God's generous heart.
当神给你一个孩子的时候，就彰显了神是有这样一个这样一个这个这样一个愿意给东西的心。
Now, how many grandparents do I have here?
大方的心。
Grandparents.
所以多少已经做祖父母了。
Guess what?
大家。
Your job is not over.
你的嘴。
You thought you retired, right? No.
大家这个做祖父母的，你想你大概已经退休了吧？其实你的工作还没有完，刚开始。
And may I suggest to you, you may have the richest gift for those grandchildren.That you never had before.
所以我在这里给大家说，你对你的孙子辈的话，你要有一个很好的礼物。
And the gift is the gift of devoted prayer.
这个最好的礼物就是专心的为他们祷告。
And if you devote prayer to shaping your adult children and your grandchildren,
如果你在那里竭力的祷告，然后你在这里和你的儿子、你的孙子会看到。
You may learn how to do this.
你要学会。就是他说，如果你要做一个好的祖父母的话，你要学这么一个功课，就是用一个拉链把嘴巴给关起来。
In your prayers, and they don't even have to know it, you can change the course of your grandchildren's lives and the course of your adult children's lives. You can do this.If you work with God,
如果你和神同工，然后你在那里为他们恳切的祷告，但是你要关起你的嘴巴，然后你会知道你的儿子、你的孙子，他们的一生都会改变。
God is a giver.
神是那样，愿意给。
And He gives children as a gift from His heart.
他从心中把这个孩童当做一个礼物给了你们。
And God has a wonderful sense of humor also.
神在那里也有很幽默的地方。
One example is when he speaks to Jeremiah.
一个例子就是他对耶利米说话的时候。
He says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
他说耶利米书是这样说的，我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你。
And before you were born, before you emerged from your mother, I consecrated you.
当你在你未出母胎以前，我已经称分别你为圣。
And without even asking your parents' permission, I appointed you a prophet to the nations.
在没有问你的父母同意之前，我已派你做列国的先知。
And the word appointed literally in Hebrew means Nathan gave.
这个他这个我已经指派派你的派字，在这个希伯来书的话就是给的意思，给礼物的给的意思。
He Nathaned Jeremiah. He Nathaned him. He gave him out.
他把这个耶利米就当做礼物给出去了。
And he didn't even check with the grandparents.
他祖父母都根本是没有，神更是没有问过了。
Imagine if Jeremiah had said, hey, wait a minute, don't I get to have a say in my life?
耶利米就是这样想，大家想象一下，耶利米就是说，可以这样说，等一等啊，我能不能说几句，我对我的自己的一生说几句话呢？
What do you mean you gave me away as a prophet to the, I haven't even gone home yet.
是，所以你说的，说你已经派我做列国的先知，到底是什么意思呢？我还没有回家啊。
Here's a great lesson. Here's a great lesson to learn.
这个有个很好的教训是这样，我们要学习。
Always let God choose.
这是要总是要让神做选择。
He never makes mistakes.
神从来不犯错。
He never makes mistakes when he gives a person a godly identity and eternal work that's important.
神从来不会犯错，因为他如果要把一个人作为一个做一个属神的人，然后要给他一个很重要的一生的重要的功课做的话，他不会犯错。
How many of you know what May 11th is?
多少人知道什么 May
11th?
May 11th 啊，五月花，五月十一号。
What? May 11th. What is May 11th?
五月十一号是什么呢？
Mother's Day.
是母亲节，五月十一号是母亲节，不知道。
My mother.
我的母亲啊,
who in our early years 矛盾,
我在我们早期的时候和我妈有矛盾,
none of us were believers yet.
那个时候我和我妈母亲都没有信主。
My mother used to repeat for me how a Chinese doctor saved my life at birth.
我的母亲呢，那时候不停地跟我说一件事情，就是我以前我出生的时候是那个一个中国的医生这样的救了我。
Dr. Wah Kai Chang.
这个张瓦凯啊。
And his daughter took me to his grave, and I looked down at the medical doctor who saved my life.
他的这个张医生，他的女儿把我带到他的墓地，这个墓碑上是这样写：一个医生救了我的命。
And she said to me this prophetic sentence that I've heard from her.
他告诉我这样一句很怪怪的话，我听说。
My mom said to me, God saved your life for His purposes.
我的母亲对我说，神救了我是对我有旨意的。
And she wasn't a believer at that time.
Your mom or the...
not a follower of Christ.
她自己还不是一个基督徒。
She had a sense, and she didn't know what it was, but that's what she would tell me. You saved at birth for His purposes. You're saved at birth for His purposes. She'd say that fairly often.
Yeah, 她也不知道是什么意思，但是她那个时候是说，你救了这个孩子是有神的旨意的。
And we are reminded in that statement that God gave away His Son. He gave away the most precious gift that He had. He gave Jesus away.
我们总是记得这样的一句话，神把他的独生爱子给了我们。
He gave Him to the nations.
他把这个独生爱子给了整个的地上的万国。
Jesus was not kept for a display.
耶稣并不是在那里给大家显现一下就完了。
He didn't preserve His Son in a museum.
神没有把他的儿子放在一个博物馆里。
God didn't show Jesus off as a trophy.
他也没有把这个耶稣当作一个 trophy, 奖杯啊，奖杯。
See. We have allies. We have allies. They're helping us. Yeah. And so the most famous verse probably in the world is John 3:16.
所以圣经上最有名的一句话就是约翰福音3:16。
Oh, and Billy Graham used to quote this regularly.
Billy Graham, 葛培里就是每次讲到都是引用这句话。
God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son so that anyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. The great giver. God not expecting thanks, not expecting money back, not expecting humbleness, He was giving His best away.
所以大家看这个最有名的章节就是约翰3:16，神爱世甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。神就是没有把他儿子留住。
Yeah. And you'll notice on the outline, children are not only a gift, they're a heritage.
大家看见这个刚才我们那个大纲里面，就是神。 儿童不是单是一个礼物，而且是一个产业。And
the Hebrew word for heritage is from nakal. It means to give.
是的，所以这个希伯来语里面的这个产业的话，也是这个给的这个意思。And
so children are a heritage passed on that can be passed on through generations. They're God's gift. And it's a heritage that He gives us.
所以儿童也是就像一个礼物一样，可以一代一代的传下去的。神给了这个礼物。And
so God, in giving us children, can help us leave a legacy. And part of the legacy are the children that we raise for Him.
所以神给我们的儿童，就像给了我们一个传承一样，我们的。
God never gives children as a penalty or a burden.
神从来不把孩子当做一个惩罚或者当做一个负担给我们。
He doesn't punish you with children.
神不会来这里惩罚你，就给你个孩子当
做一个惩罚。Sometimes you probably thought, oh Lord, what have I done?
有时候你会在那里说，哎呀，神啊，我做了什么不好的事情啊？你给了我这样一个孩子。
And the Lord said, this is my gift package to you. Open it carefully and keep opening it, because there's some good in there.
Yeah, 所以神就说，这是我给你的礼物盒子啊，你要把它打开啊，这里面有一些好东西啊。
Yeah. And then he says, happy is the man who has his quiver, his family, full of them.
Yeah, 所以他神就在这里说了一句话，就是这多么喜乐呀！这孩子，家里的就像你有一勇士的剑，就是一剑袋子里面富有装满了剑。你的孩子就像。
Sometimes the Lord gives me the example.
有时候神给我一个例子。
And these are not toys.
这些不是玩具哦。
These are examples to help us understand the point.
这个是一些例子，让我们明白这个圣经上讲的是什么话。
What are these?
这些是什么呢？
These are arrows.
这个是暗箭，这个是箭。
Here's the quiver.
这个是箭袋子。
That's quiver. Okay. Now the modern day archer, my friend is a modern day bow hunter. He doesn't use this. It's even fancier. So the pastor says children are a gift. They are like what?Arrows, they're like arrows, okay? Now,
神的话就是说，这个孩童就像勇士手中的剑，这些就是剑。
They're all different, so like children are all different.
这些人是不一样的。
This is a practice arrow.
这个儿童就像这些剑一样，这个是练习剑，这个是有些儿童就是。
Point, but I don't think if this strikes a deer or a game, I don't think it will kill it.
我想这个练习的剑是这样，就是前面有个尖尖的东西，但是应该是杀不死动物的。
So these are arrows, and they're filling up the quiver. My friend, who's an excellent bow hunter, he only takes 5 arrows when he goes.
我的朋友以前是个猎牛的，他只带五根箭出去。
Because bow hunter only usually gets one shot.
Yeah, 如果是猎牛的话，他只用一次就打一次啊，射一次。
Here is a practice.And if we raise children in the Lord, they can be well designed. This is for stability. They can be straight and sharp, and they can hit targets. So if they have biblical targets and they're well trained, they can hit them.
我们就像儿童，就像这个箭一样，它这个箭是这样造，它有平衡，它也比较看上去比较好。它如果是对着这个目标射的话，它能射中这个目标。这个是什么呢？这个是打猎用的箭。
This is a hunting arrow, very lightweight.
这个是很轻的。
Very, very, very light, and
很轻很轻。
The head has razor blades on it.
这个头上有这个剃刀一样的尖的东西。
Four of them.
有四个剃刀。
Really, really sharp. It will cut you.
真的很尖，如果是刺一下你的话，肯定会破。
And I'm going to push it. A well-trained child.In the Word of God, in praying, in obedience, a well-trained child can be a very powerful weapon in the Lord's hand.
一个很好的受过训的儿童会成为神手中有用的工具，就是这个箭，这是能够打目标。
This arrow, this kind of arrow, my friend shot a deer. Oh, it was I don't know 120, 180 pounds. One shot at 90 yards. No, not.At 50 yards, and it went right through the deer.
Yeah, 我的一个朋友就是用这个箭，然后射了一头鹿，那个鹿有100多磅，然后是50码以外，就一次就穿透了这个鹿。
His wife was really happy for all the free meat.
他的太太很高兴的。
They have
然后他家里冰箱装满了这个免费的鹿肉。
So we have.Practice arrows. We have real game warrior arrows in the hands of a skilled archer. This is good enough to kill.
在一个完全受训的好的猎人手中，这个箭可以做这样的事情。
And then again.
然后呢
？Not to put the heat on parents.
不是给大家做父母的有一些压力啊。
But to bring the seriousness of what a child can turn into being.
那告诉你，如果一个孩子会变成什么样子啊？这孩子如果不受训的话，就这样子啊。
I'm not sure that this would fly very far.
我不知道这个大概是这个也飞不远吧。
It doesn't have anything. It doesn't have much at all. It's just a stick that's not shaped into an arrow.
但是呢，这个是一个枝树枝，但是呢，它没有变成一个。
Come here. Study harder.
他说来这儿好。好好的。好好的在练钢琴啊，我给你付了钱让你去上钢琴课啊。
Junior year, you have to do your applications, get a good college.
这个大学三年级一定要进一个好的大学啊。
Shape up. And so you can draw your own analogies, brothers and sisters.
大家可想一想，你可以大家相类似的做一个类比。
But the Lord says, blessed is the one who has his quiver full of children.That you can train for my services.
Yeah, 所以神在这里说话，箭带充满的人变为有福。你可以训练你的儿童变成神的工人。
And then he calls attention to children of one's youth.
然后他就把这个儿童变成了，他就讲这个年轻人了。
I see a young dad back there, and I'll bet you with a five-month-old child or so, he's really tired.
Yeah, 那个爸爸有五个月的孩子，他实在是很累。
And your daughter is probably really tired.
Yeah, 你的女儿
probably very tired.
Yeah.
And so it talks about children of one's youth. And I don't want to push this one, but if you have children given to you when you're young, what do you have more of?
是啊，所以我再讲另一个标题。如果你年轻时候就得一个孩子的话，你会得什么？你有什么呢？
You have seen them. You have children. Maybe you've seen.Parents who married young and had children young, and you see their energy, and then you come over and you see some older ones. They're good parents, they're mature, but they seem to be running out of energy more often.
所以刚才说的，就是你年轻时候得孩子的话，你有的是力量。你去看一些年轻的夫妇，他们的力气很足。但是如果你去看一些年纪大一点的做父母的，孩子很小的话，他们是很好的父母，但是他们的力量已经不足了。
And when you see your tired adult children who are now parents,
你当你看见你的那你的孩你的儿儿你的儿子女儿，他们已经做父母了，但是他们很累。
When you behold them and see how tired they are,
如果你仔细看他们是多累啊。
Then comes the grandparent arrow.
然后就你的祖父母就是的箭就来了。
The arrow that can come in and strike, and help, and lift loads.
Yeah, 你祖父母就能在这里啊， 能够射这个箭，然后来帮助他们，然后来帮助他们减轻他们负担。
And you know, when I listened to Billy Graham's four children, and they stood up to speak about their dad.
当然我在这里看葛培里的，就是看他的四个孩子在那里站起来，然后讲他父亲的事情。
It was clear that he was not perfect.
这个很清楚的，他的父亲不是完美的。
But one daughter who had gone through a divorce said when she came home with some fear after her divorce, her dad was out waiting to meet her.
Yeah, 他当葛培里的女儿，她离了婚，然后那个时候她从离婚的结束后回来，她有些害怕，但是她看见她父亲在门口等着她。
And his daughter said, "My dad said to me." Welcome home.
我的父亲，他女儿说，他的父亲说，欢迎回家。
And she said, Billy Graham is not God.
他说，我的父亲葛培里不是神。
But that day he showed me who God was.
那一天
，Who God is.
是啊，那些他我的父亲就是在那里告诉我神是怎样的。
And those four children, arrows in his quiver, are going to probably continue.The work of the gospel that their father did so faithfully.
Yeah, 他的四个孩子就像是箭袋里面的箭，他们会在那里继续他父亲所做的事工。
So let me end with this.
让我这里要结束要这样子。
Here's the question. Can you read the question for me in English? Do parents know what they're in for?
这个中文是这样讲的。父母知道这些孩子是。有什么用吗？有什么？可是意味着什么吗
？Some of you, we'll go to first one says, I'm sorry I had to call you mom. And the daughter says, that's okay.
她就说很抱歉我一定要跟你告诉叫你来呀, 妈妈。
And so she said, this is your first time babysitting, so I thought you might need a little help.
她妈就对她这个孩子说, 这是你第一次去做看孩子的事情, 我想你大概需要一些帮助。
There, everything looks fine. Are there any questions before I go home, honey? And the child says, yeah.
她妈妈就说, 好像看下来一切的事情都很好, 有什么事情你还需要我回答吗? 我要走了。 那儿子就说,是啊,我需要你。
Here's the question. When people decide to have children or have kids, do they know what they're in for?
他说,这儿子就问,当父母们做决定要有生孩子的时候,你们知道这些孩子是有什么意思吗? 有什么用吗? 有什么意义吗?
No parent, no honest parent ever fully knows what is really in store for them.
所以没有一个父母是完全在有孩子之前是明白这个孩子对他们来说是意味着是什么。They
may know some of what's in store for them.
他们有可能知道一些,就是说孩子对他们来说意味着是什么。But
they rarely, probably never, ever realize what's all in store for them.
所以他们父母不可能完全知道这个
And when they think they're done as parents,
当父母觉得他们已经做父母做好了，孩子长大了，
perhaps there would be new roles of grandparents or great grandparents.
有可能这个父母就有了新的角色，变成了祖父母或者是祖祖父母。
So Psalm 127 in some ways speaks about building and balance and babies and beyond.
所以诗篇八二十七篇就是说这个建造和这个平衡，然后讲了这个儿童，然后更远的一些事情。Let
me end by quoting you James chapter 1 verse 17, because if parents will remember this, their attitudes will be much better when they raise their children for godliness.
我这里要重新要引用一下这个雅各书一章十七节，如果你父母仔细明白这个意思的话，你就会做一个好一点的父母。James
1:17 says, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above.
是雅各书一章十七节这样说，各样美善和恩赐和各样全备的恩赐都是从上头来的。Coming
down from the Father of lights.
从众光之父那里降下来。
With whom there is no variation or shifting shadow.
在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。Look
at this picture.
大家看一下这幅图画。This
is a friend whose the grandfather's hands are, or the dad's hands are lifting, and it looks that beautiful illustration of James. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of heavenly lights, in whom there is no variation, no changing.
这幅图画就是我选的，就是刚才说的雅各书一章十节前，从上头来的，从各样的恩赐都是从父那里来的，在众光之父那里降下来，在他那里没有转动的影儿。Brothers
and sisters, may the Lord bless His word to you, put it in your hearts, store it in your minds, give you strength and wisdom when the time comes to have the Holy Spirit activate the truth of God.
各位弟兄姐妹，我真是希望神的话能够降到你们的心上。当这个圣灵做工的时候，你们能够听主的话。
Thank you for listening.
谢谢大家。